Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, September 19th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. More and more professionals turn to Apple. Napster calls it quits and puts itself up for sale. And the new iTunes movie service is making Mickey very happy. Apple's booth was a hit during the recent Amsterdam trade show, IBC. According to analyst firm Piper Jaffray, Apple had one of the busier booths and packed customer sessions. The firm said that Apple is by far the favorite solution provider for the European post-production market. Professionals continue to depend on Apple for video editing solutions such as Final Cut Pro Studio and the newly released Mac Pro. A recent survey of 35 European post-production professionals on their spending habits and trends found that 83% are expecting to spend the same amount or more on post-production tools compared with 2006. This is an increase from 53% who expected to see 2006 budgets stay flat or increase as compared with 2005. According to a research note published by Piper analyst Gene Munster, nearly 42% expect to spend money with Apple, while 33% expect to spend money with Autodesk and 21% with Avid. Munster also said that Final Cut Pro is seen as a way to help Apple expand its market, but that it was not a critical component to the Apple story, stating, "We do see Final Cut as a way for Apple to continue to expand its footprint and entice potential customers into buying a Mac Pro." In 1 week, Apple has sold more than 125,000 movie downloads. Disney accounted for all the movie downloads, which Disney CEO Robert Iger said brought in $1 million in revenue for the company. Iger said he expects the iTunes movie downloads to generate $50 million in added revenue during the first year. And speaking of Apple stores, the company has officially announced that it will open 3 new retail stores this Saturday, September 23rd. The stores will open in Omaha, Nebraska, Providence, Rhode Island, and Columbia, Maryland. A ton of refurbished iPods have hit the Apple site. As you can imagine, pricing has dropped substantially. For example, Apple has priced the original 2-gig iPod Nano, both white and black, for $99. The original 4-gig iPod Mini in gold, silver, blue, pink, and green is being offered at $99 as well. The second-gen 6-gig iPod Mini in silver, blue, and pink is currently being offered at $129. In addition, the company is offering its original 5th-gen iPods at a discount. The 30-gig model is priced at $179, and the 60-gig model is now $229. For additional information, go to the Apple Store and click on Refurbished iPods. Obviously, going legit didn't help Napster, as the company has put itself up for sale. Forbes said, after reinventing itself many times since its launch in 1999, Napster hasn't been able to turn a profit with any of its business models. Originally, the company was an illegal download service, but after court battles, it relaunched in 2003 as a legal music store owned by Roxio, and by May of 2006, Napster tried again with an advertising-based portal site offering free streaming music and other content. According to the report, the company hired investment bank UBS to help them negotiate a possible transaction that resulted from a recent interest. But other than that, there aren't many who are interested in buying Napster. The market values the company at $159 million, which is only $62 million more than the $97 million in cash it has on hand. The company's stock jumps 12% to $3.70 last week in apparent anticipation of a deal. In after-hours trading on Monday, after Napster confirmed it was for sale, the stock reached $3.99. Coming up, while one movie service prospers, the other gets bad reviews. The Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. U Software has updated UControl, its popular collection of menu utilities that allows users to create custom menus. With this update, UControl becomes universal and users can now extend the functionality and usability on a Mac. According to the release, you can place your user-created menus in a variety of locations, including the menu bar, any corner of your monitor screen, or you can pop your custom menus up anywhere on the screen using key commands that you can specify. The latest release also includes a number of user-requested improvements. The updated version of UControl is priced at $29.95 US, and a free demo version is also available. There was an unusual show of cool kid products that were announced today. Disney announced that it has expanded its consumer electronics line for kids and introduced the new Disney Mix Max personal digital media player. The Mix Max can play movies on Disney Max Clips, which are tiny plug-and-play memory cards that contain full-length movies from Buena Vista Home Entertainment. The device can also play digital music, TV shows, and digital photos. It is available in blue, pink, silver, and purple, and features a click wheel in the shape of a Mickey Mouse head. Included with the device is a 3.5mm stereo headphone jack and USB 2.0 port for connectivity. It is both Mac and PC compatible, and it'll cost around $100 US and will be available next month. Another cool kid product is Cosmic Blobs. Dassault Systems unveiled the deluxe edition of their Cosmic Blobs software, 3D graphics software that helps kids to create cool characters, animals, and vehicles out of basic shapes by using digital modeling clay and turning them into 3D models. The Deluxe Edition includes new capabilities. The Cosmic Blobs Lab Rat Edition Deluxe version added faster performance and new features such as surface paint and image stickers to the standard version. The Cosmic Blobs Expansion Pack Collection is a box set compilation of previous Cosmic Blobs thematic add-ons, including decals, animations, music, and other multimedia objects. The new products are available as hybrid CDs with Windows and Mac OS X versions on the same disk. They are compatible with all educational forms of software, including lab packs and site licenses. The Lab Rat Edition costs $39.99 US, and the Expansion Pack costs $19.99. Visit the site at cosmicblobs.com. And the other kid product was announced by Knowledge Adventure, as they have released Knowledge Adventure Books by You, a new software product that lets kids create, edit, illustrate, and personalize their own books. According to the company, Knowledge Adventure Books by You inspires reading and celebrates a storyteller in each child by allowing users to publish soft or hardcover copies of their books. The Books by You features guidance from award-winning children's book author and popular actor John Lithgow, who helps kids through the creative process and self-publishing experience with video and audio segments. It is available now for PC and Mac for $19.99 US, and it includes the framework of four original chapter books that can be customized based on personal experiences and input. Check it out at knowledgeadventures.com. And lastly today, Amazon.com's Unbox is a horror show. According to Fortune senior editor Peter Lewis, the Unbox service appears not so much to have been introduced as to have escaped from the laboratory. Recently, he reviewed the Unbox and realized that it's slower than a trip to Blockbuster, more expensive than DVDs, restrictive on how the consumer can use the movies, and who came up with the dopey name. In the article, he talks about how he had to struggle to get the Unbox to work with his system, and after 5 hours of waiting, his first movie was finally ready to watch. By the way, you have to agree to allow Microsoft to load a program that reports unspecified information, which may be information about your computer, or you won't be able to continue. So finally, when Lewis began watching the flick, he quickly realized that none of the navigation controls on the Unbox video player worked, other than pause and stop. There wasn't a way to select scenes, or fast forward, or reverse, or do anything but play the movie from start to finish. He said the Unbox download service actually delivers two files to the computer, one that plays on a computer only with the Unbox, and a second, smaller file that will play on a small variety of Windows Plays for Sure's portable media players. And that's not including, of course, the iPod. And even then, it won't guarantee playback on Plays for Sure devices. A note from Amazon states if your device is Plays for Sure compliant, it may work. Lewis's rating on Amazon's Unbox? 2 thumbs down. Ouch, that must hurt. But as he bashed the Unbox, he describes Apple's iTunes Media Store as the feel-good movie download service of the summer because it builds on the same style and ease of use that has made iTunes the world's leading legal download service for music and television shows. This was just a summary of his angry words towards the Unbox. It's really quite sad, but it's also quite funny. I wanted to read the whole article word for word, but I think it would have taken forever, and I don't think it's a good idea to quote an article word for word. So if you'd like to read the entire article for yourself, go to cnnmoney.com and click on the technology tab. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.